Hey, hey, welcome to the Play Bigger podcast. I'm your host, Dania Douglas-Hunt, and I'm a former Olympic therapist and strength coach turned the go-to mindset expert to high-achieving entrepreneurs. And I am obsessed with helping ambitious entrepreneurs just like you play bigger in your business and life and truly living life on your terms. Now, after working with hundreds of Olympic athletes and multi-six and seven-figure entrepreneurs, I know one thing for sure. The one thing that's going to get in our way is ourselves. So this podcast will be a mix of combining years of experience with mindset, neuroscience, high performance techniques, spirituality, you name it, we got it. All to help you make more money, create more impact, and feel more fulfilled, getting your time back doing what you love. Sometimes it just takes one shift, one question, one idea to completely change your life. So let's overcome the mind drama, regulate your nervous system, and create real lasting change in your life. I'll be bringing on guest experts, doing some solo episodes, having real talk conversations. So you know, on this entrepreneur journey, you're not alone. If you're ready, let's dive in. Welcome back to another podcast episode on the Play Bigger podcast. Team, today we're diving into what do we do when we're stuck in indecision or we're stuck in maybe some mind drama or turmoil or discomfort as entrepreneurs, especially as we're growing. We're meant to be growing as entrepreneurs, and growth can be uncomfortable. And why? It goes back to your brain. Your brain's looking all the time for threats, what's going to go wrong. But I wanted to share a quick episode on this, which is giving you one question you can ask yourself. If you're ever in, like I said, indecision, or there's lack of clarity, or you're freaking the F out. And the question I want to ask you is one that taps into your identity of it already being done. When we can shift perspective on anything, we get to see things differently, right? It's kind of like if you were shorter or sitting down on a chair, look around you and see the perspective you're looking at around wherever you're at, driving, walking, etc. But if you were to stand on top of the chair and looked at a different perspective, you'd see more things, right? You see different things from a different way. So this one question can help shift perspective and get you into, again, just seeing whatever problem or decision you're making or looking at differently. And this question is this. It is, how would you be showing up if it was already done? Whatever you're dealing with, decision, hiring, in quotations, problem, because that problems don't exist, just opportunities. How would you be showing up if it was already done? What does this simple question do? This simple question gets you to tap into the identity of the version of you who already has achieved this result, has already achieved this outcome. The version of you that whatever you want, whatever your dreams, whatever your goals are, whatever you're working towards, that version of you already exists. We can dive deep into quantum physics, every timeline exists, blah, 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 all those fun things. But I want to keep this episode short. So, recognizing that every timeline exists, that version of you already exists, because you wouldn't have desires in your heart to pull you towards something if there wasn't some version of out there that might already have it. And for some people, that's already too woo. Go look at quantum physics, you'll see what I'm talking about. But here's the thing. The version of you who already has, let's say, the multi-million dollar business, or for some of us, the coaching business, or the new client, or the new home, the new dealership, whatever it might be, that version of you thinks differently. That version of you shows up differently, and they make decisions differently. They take different actions than our current version of ourselves. So when we are stuck looking at the problem or the indecision or doubt or whatever's in front of us that feels like it's getting us into mind drama, we're operating from our current level of thinking, our current way of being, our current thoughts or beliefs, our current energy and actions right here. But we're only seeing what's in front of us. The version of you who already has achieved that result looks at these things differently. So there's two ways to dive way deeper into this. One, in Amplify Your Goals, I go deep into this with not only setting your goals and your vision and your clarity, where you are, where you're going, but also getting your identity to align with that. But there's also what I want to do, because so many people have been struggling with this kind of thing, is doing an identity masterclass. So your identity drives everything. How you see yourself drives everything. What you think is possible yourself drives everything. Your beliefs shape everything. For example, your beliefs on money, topic everyone likes to like be weird about, what you believe about money, selling, receiving money, charging, increasing prices, what's possible for you, whatever you believe to be true about anything is what's shaping your current reality. And your identity level that you learned, you didn't It's not who you are. You've just learned all these beliefs about certain things and you've taken on these traits. And over time, they've been molded to who you are now. But who you are now is not going to get you to where you, what goals you want to be, what goals you want to achieve, I should say. It's a classic saying, what got us here is not going to get us there. And so one quick question you can ask yourself to shift into that, to tap into the identity of it already being done, is that, how would I be showing up if it was already done? What would I be thinking? Looking back on this, and it is one word that can change in a sentence can drastically shift how you show up as an entrepreneur. Are you working to your goals, which I'll do a whole other podcast on? Are you working to your goals? Or are you working from your goals? When you work to them, what typically happens? We get stuck in everything we have to do, the never-ending to-do list, what's right in front of us. And oftentimes we focus on things that aren't even necessary or just wasting time. We should be having someone else do for us instead of us because we need to grow our business, not do the rejigging in Canva or the sales page again or tweaking that graphic or the cover reel of a reel. That's not a CEO's responsibility. That's fine, but that's not going to get you to where you want to be. We got to be focusing and thinking differently, working on different things that actually grow the business, not tweaking things to the 100th time. How do I know? Done all these things myself, but I also work with a lot of you and we're really smart. And oftentimes when those things can come up, the mind drama, the perfectionism, the over tweaking things, et cetera, it's usually when we're at the edge of our comfort zone. And it's usually when we're about to grow. And in that moment, if we don't recognize that comfort zone, we tend to go back to what we know because it's safe. We know it. It's comfortable versus stepping into the unknown and trying moving forward from there. But if you shift perspective, and instead of working to the goal, which most of us do and get caught up in sometimes, we work from the goal. If I've already achieved this $1 million business, whatever your goal is, how would I be showing up? How would I be thinking of this current problem? Would I be even wasting time on it? Or would I be handing it off to someone else or deleting it? It's acronym DAD, delete, automate, or delegate. We want to try and do that as much as we can as we're growing our businesses. Delete it, automate it, delegate it. We want to try, instead of doing a to-do list, we want to have a not-to-do list. Get as much as we can on that list so that we can focus on the actual stuff that moves the business forward, which I guarantee you a lot of us fall into the trap of doing things that aren't necessary and just wasting time. They feel productive, but they're not effective. We're busy, not productive. Busy, not effective. So this one question, play around with it. Have fun with it. You can even shift it even more into identity. What would the version of me who's successful already in how I define success, the most confident version of me, the most healthiest, wealthiest version of me, how would they think of this situation? How would they make this decision? How would they move forward in this way? And by shifting to the identity of you already having done it and looking back, you'd be surprised the answers you're going to get. This is what I'll say. Most of us have the answers. We actually all have the answers within us. And as a coach, it's my job to help you find your answers, not tell you what to do. You already have the answers. Why? You know what you want in your life. You know what it's like to live in your life every day with the people around you, the emotions you feel, etc. You know yourself better than anyone. So who am I to come in as a coach and be like, oh yeah, just do it this way? Nope. Because you might not agree with that, or that might not be the strategy best for you because maybe you have 3 kids and I don't have kids, so I don't truly understand this. So my job as a coach is to ask you questions that evoke those answers that you already have within yourself. And oftentimes when we switch perspective and we shift to it being done already, looking back, a lot of us are like, oh my God, why am I wasting time on this? Or of course I wouldn't do this. Or of course I'd hire someone. Of course they'd be doing this. So for yourself, reason we get stuck, reason we get in these mind dramas, this loop of confusion, this loop of just the fun turmoil we go through as entrepreneurs sometimes, the traps we get stuck in. It's simply just because we're not looking at things the way that's effective or useful for us, or we're not asking ourselves the right questions to evoke those answers. You already have them within you, but are you asking yourself questions that actually give you those answers? And this one question, operating from the end, from that goal of it already being done, helps with that. Tap into, you can name the alter ego if you want. You can ask more specific questions like, what would the most confident version of me do? How'd she handle this, etc. And just notice what answers come up for you. Because the perfectionism, the overthinking, the doubting, the spinning, overwhelm, all of that is actually a beautiful sign of growth and comfort zone. But when you're in it, you're like, we don't see it as that. unless you work with me, then you start laughing at yourself. As most of my clients say, they're like, oh, I see it. It happened. And instead of me freaking out, I started laughing because I saw it for what it really was. And we move forward with ease and we move forward more effectively. So I'd love to hear what comes up for you. Write it on a sticky note, change the identity question to however fits you best, but just start asking yourself those questions. What would I be doing? How would I be showing up? What would I be thinking? How would I be operating if it was already done? From that perspective, look back and see how much insight you get. Simple, effective, and imagine you doing this, these micro tweaks over and over and over again throughout your days. How much faster and more effective will you get towards your goals? A lot. So there's a couple of things coming up on the pipeline. Amplify Your Goals is always open to help you guys clarify your goals, where you're going. Not set SMART goals. It's none of that stuff. It's actually helping you work with the subconscious to create your goals. There's that's always open right now. One-to-one is by application. If you're like, I want to take this to the next level, I want bespoke custom coaching for me, then reach out. We can have a conversation. I have a couple spots open for that. And then there's a couple masterclasses I want to bring up. There's one on identity, where we're going to dive a lot deeper on your identity and help you actually uncover where we're currently at, where we're going, and how do we get the subconscious mind on board to integrate and help me work towards my goals versus feeling discomfort, feeling self-sabotage, all those fun things we do that, again, move us away from our goals. And there's another workshop I have coming up around money, the subconscious blocks around money that hold so many of us smart entrepreneurs back. Why? There's so many of you out there who are so smart, want to do amazing things, but your relationship with money is actually holding you back from moving forward. How you think about money, how you spend money, how you invest money, how all those fun things. It all starts off with our own beliefs, our own identity around money, our relationship with money. And once you can master that, everything else we do in regards to money, which is everything in this world, becomes a lot easier. We scale our income. We suddenly bust through business plateaus. We don't feel stressed when we're looking at our taxes or looking at our bank account. All those things are around money. So that's the next masterclass that's also coming up. Check the show notes for it. Check IG for it. I'm live streaming IG right now. So this will be in the show notes, I'm sure, at some point whenever this episode comes out. But for now, just embody that one question. Shift your perspective and watch as you shift your perspective, you start to get answers that were always there. You just weren't asking the right question for it. Okay, team, make it a great day, and I'll see you in the next episode. Thank you so much for tuning in and spending your time with me today. I don't take that lightly, and it means the world to me. If you love this episode, I would love for you to leave a 5-star review. It's simple, takes no time at all, but it helps us reach more people. Or two, you can share this with a friend. Did you have a perspective shift, an idea, an aha, a reminder, some motivation that you think someone else also could use? If you share this with a friend, we embody this rising tide lifts all boats, where if you share it and we change, we help other people too. And three, tag us on social media. You can tag us at Dania Douglas Hunt on Instagram. We would love to know your wins, your ahas, your takeaways, and just to hear who's tuning in and listening. If you have any questions, feel free to shoot us an email or send us a DM. Otherwise, team, make it a great day. Go after your dreams, live life on your terms, and play bigger. Bye for now.